is Melechus Boyer. We'll not finish it one shiur, maybe. Apol shiurim, the aside of the Melechus Boyer is to separate the pashtus psoiles min ha'oichel. The Gemara in Shabbos in Daf Ayin Dalet is mevur that Melechus Boyer is shayach not only in food. The case where the Gemara brings down is also in Adomo. A person, the marshal, grinds pieces of dirt, of earth. He wants to make sand out of them. So he takes big pieces of mud and he grinds them to become sand. When he finished to grind them, he checks and he sees that there's pieces of mud yet. So what he needs later, Ramazan wants to make a place for the kids to play, so you know that the pieces of mud that he made are not good. So he takes out these pieces of mud and he leaves in the sand only the sand that is crumbled. The Gemara said, this is called Boyer. And the Mishnah Berurah is muchach that Boyer is not only in food and not only in offal, we'll call it Gedulei Karka, also in Kelim is Shayach Boyer. Dishes, knives, forks, clothes, socks, the Shayach Boyer. Avad, I have to go into every prat. Now, we'll see later that Boyer is not only Pseiles Mitoich Oichel, taking out a fly out of a cup, taking out a pit out of the salad. Boyer could be in between two kinds of foods. A kishke out of a chant, a piece of fish, a bowl, all different kind of foods. If you don't like that kind of food, it could be boyer. We'll see later, it could be boyer, even if you like both kind of foods. You want to eat the vegetables later, now you want to eat the soup. You like the knedel, you like the soup. Also could be boyer. Now, you have to know, Ilchus Boyer is one of the Melochus Koshes. That's not about Miktsoya to know Boyer. Mitzad Sheini, it's Negea Lemaise. It's not a Yid that it doesn't have every Shabbos a Boyer Shaila. Either he's Nichshel, or he doesn't know. Either he knows. This is the third option. Chofetz Chaim was Mechaber HaSeifu Mishneh Berurah. So he gives an Akdome. The Mishneh Berurah. Chutz from the Akdomet of Mishneh Berurah is the Akdomet of Hilchos Shabbos from the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah says that you have to learn Hilchos Shabbos because if not, it's very negia lemaisa. And he brings three melochas that he wants to tell a person, if you don't learn Hilchos Shabbos, you'll be nichshel. And he says, V'chen, be'isur boirer, Motzui ma'oid li koshel mipnei chisoren ha'yadiyah. Derech moshu. Kshiyesh lo'i bosor shal shtei mini oifes. Veroitze livroer min echot mechaveroi. Isur gomu. Vechen lilko ita shumon shal ha'chelev. Shikoyim smetene. Betzimtzum yesh bo bair. Voit kamo vekama aloches binyone bair. And the Mishnah Berurah finishes Vayakave Be'ez Hashem Shemishigil Midato Alochis Yeda Koldim Betamoi Verroi Venochil Lechol Yore Vechoreb Lechoinen Chaburus Lilmu Lilchi Shabbos Kedei Shere Yikosh Lubo. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's Kimat not Shayach to a person Shleichalel Shabbos if he doesn't know the halachas, especially these halachas. So mainly Hilchos Boyer is shver halachas, but it's one of these kind of halachas that you can't say, I will not learn. Everyone is nichshel in these halachas. The Moshul, Amon was a big tikkun in Klal Yisrael, that today lo yaleinu, the tikkun is not there. You know, Amon, maybe in Heintigen, in 2009, it's really a little bit better. Klal Yisrael ate gefilte fish in Shabbos. Why Klal Yisrael ate gefilte fish in Shabbos? It's Yiddish and Meichel, Ashkenaz. Why was the minhag to eat gefilte fish? The reason was the minute he ate gefilte fish, because it's bones in the fish. If you serve fish not grinded, it's bones. Chashash boir. You see people eat fish, over boir, keseida. Some people say they ate gefilte fish because there was not enough money, they couldn't afford to have fish, so in the gefilte fish they put bread. So this everyone will have in the family, fish for Shabbos. But the main reason is, the gefilte fish is, and the nezer brings down that they didn't have money, so his mother would add bread to the gefilte fish. And he has a shayla, if it's a moitzi or shehakar, let them get on that shoes of the nezer. He says his mother told him that it's not because they add taste, it's possible to make it much more. He asks his mother, why she adds bread? That's what he says. My mother told me we can't afford it. So we put bread to blow it up, not for the taste. But Lemaise, Klal Yisrael ate fish in Shabbos. It's a big Indian to eat fish. Kol Ha'ichal Dag, Biyon Dag, Bim Shvi, Nitzal Midag, Midina Shal Gehenem. So Klal Yisrael will not be to eat fish, but it was a shayla from Beirah. So it was a hanog in all of Yiddish Shtubs to have gefilte fish. Hind the salmon came back. So you have salmon without bones, say it, if you can afford it, yeah? But if you get the cheaper salmon, it's poshut. If people know Hilchos Beira, say it. But to serve salmon to guests that don't know Hilchos Beira, it's not malifnei evil. And sometimes the mamash take it away. Or you buy salmon without bones. I'm just saying why Hilchos Beira. So let me say a little bit. The klolim, we'll start today, the klolim of Hilchos Beira. It's an issur to do Beira. You're not allowed to separate food. Now, the issur boira is side to take out the bad from the good, side the good from the bad. This is issur boira. Now, it's some ifanim that you're allowed to do boira. You have to have three conditions that you're allowed to do boira. What are the three conditions that you're allowed to do boira? One is oichel. That you take out the oichel mitoicha psoilas, not the psoilas mitoicha oichel. Lemoshul, you want to eat a knedel, we'll see later if knedel is called mixed or not. Maybe it's not mixed. Abalamazon for the moshul. You want to take out a knedel, you're allowed to take out the knedel from the soup, but you're not allowed to take the soup away from the knedel. The knedel is the oichel. So oichel mitoich psoilas you're allowed to. But one condition. The second condition, it has to be bayad. When you're allowed to take out the oichel mitoch psoilis, it's only if you take it out bayad. We'll see later if a spoon has a din of bayad or not. We're coming lafuke, sifters, all different machines that are made for bayad. And the third condition is le'alter. You're only allowed to take out the food bayad if you do it le'alter, means very near to the meal. What is the shiur of Samuch Lasuda? We'll see later. Is a Rosh Teves to remember these three things? Ayol, Oichel, Yad, Le'alta. The Achronim call it better. Ayol Meshulash, to remember that it's three. Oichel, Beyad, Le'alta. As a sefer came out, it was the most famous sefer on Hilchos Beira for years. It was called Ayol Meshulash on Hilchos Beira. Al Shem Disklal. Oichel Yad Le'alta. Just remember, it's Ayol Meshulash. What is the heter? Because Boirer, when you do it, L'samuch Le'achile, it's not called a Boirer. When it's Bayad Le'alta, Oichel, why? Because the Chefze, the Melechah of Boirer, the Rishonim explain, is Tikkun HaMaichol. While you're doing it Boichel, Bayad Le'achile, Le'alta, b'meile it's nire ke'achile, and it's not nire ke'boire. We'll see the Chofetz Chaim learns, and this is the Ikar Shite, what would be if you're eating fish? Yeah, you got salmon, later you came to a house that they serve salmon with bones. Some people don't eat it, stop, nish gishmak. But let me tell you, like salmon with bones. Now you start to eat and you feel a fester bone. So what do you do? So Chofetz Chaim says you're allowed to put your hand and pull out the bone. Inside the mouth, when it's nishken maise achile, nishken maise breire, you're allowed to take out even the psoilus. Maybe the next shiur will be, what would be if it's enough to bite to the fish and we have to pull the bone, or the fish has to be ready? Well, you see a nice piece of salmon, it's a big bone, yeah? If you start to take off the salmon off, shempiruhim. To pull out the bone, it's boiled. If it's enough to bite onto the salmon and to pull out the bone, or not. But most boys came home, you can't cheat. Meaning to say, sometimes you have to feed a little kid. So you can't take out the bone. So some people put it in the mouth, hold it with the teeth, pull out the bone, take out the fish and give it to the kid. Shteitish that in the mouth is no meleches boira. When you're eating, so when you have kids, you'll see, you know what to do. The kid wants the fish with the salmon. The Rosh will see later, has a heter even to drink from a cup that has bugs inside, yeah? Have water with bugs. He knows he has what to drink. So you want to put a sifter on. So the Rosh has a tzad, you're allowed to put a sifter on the mouth and to drink. Because it's derech achile. Even bekli, this is already a sifter. I want to get to this protein leat leat. It's better that I have to go slowly, slowly to be better, eichel mitech apsoilis, and to have it klo. I'm just giving the marshal that why derech achile is muter, so vital from the Chofetz Chaim, that could be some things in the mouth, is not meleches boir. So let me start. Is asur lehoitzi psoilas mitoich oichel. We'll start with examples. I think it's very important. Hundreds of examples duch the shiurim and boirer, and hopefully people will not be nichshu. So the first case, the marshal, a person has a salad, called an Israeli salad, or a lettuce salad, chaslat salad. A lot of times people put some lemon into the salad, right? You squeeze the lemon into the salad. A lot of times a pit from the lemon is into the salad. Now you're the one that is serving the meal. Yeah? And you have a dish and you have a pit inside. So you can't serve it. You have chosh of a guest. To take out the pit, it's boil. Even if you're doing it b'yad, but it's psoilis mitoy roichel, psoilis mitoy roichel is no hetter. What is the eitzah? You have to serve it. You can't serve it with a pit. What you could do is, you could take away the salad. And you move the salad to a different dish. Again, al-das, that you're serving the salad right away. Abelamazogin, you saw it by night. You know, you have already prepared the salad. It's in the fridge. You see the pit. If before you're going to davening in the morning, you want just to move. You can't serve it like that. The pit you can't take out. So, okay, I'll move the salad to a different dish. I'll leave the pit in this dish. Tomorrow, later, when Eilim come back, they will serve the salad. So you write that it's Oichel, aber es nit la'alta. So what is the Eitzah? Other if you do it right before the meal. If you can't do it before the meal, so the Eitzah is, you take out some salad with the pit together. What is the shiur? We'll see later. We have a fly in the cup. If you take it with a spoon of liquid a little bit, with the tea. The guests don't know there was a fly inside. It's not a problem. But you take it out with a little bit from the liquid. How much is called a little bit from the liquid to take out? This is noch hashayla. But again, so you have to remember, a pit in a salad, the pit is not allowed to. It's an isu to take out the pit. To take away the salad is the eitzah if it's le'alter. If it's not le'alter, we'll go to the next. Some people like to eat garinim, you know, these black things that, I don't know how you call them in English, but seeds. Now, sometimes you've seen, you know, I'm not going out of the shower if you have to check everyone or not. Listen for Tu B'Shvat Halachos. But you see like an ichi one, a dirty one. You don't want him. If you pull him out and you throw him, straight again. This is Boyer. The Reis of the Rabban, Boyer Gomu. You see a lot of times. What happened? That's an ichi one. Boyer. So you have to know. Lu Yitzur LeMoshel, you picked up one, you're about to eat it, and you see it's not nice. Then I'm not allowed to throw it. You're not going to put it back in. Because you didn't take bad out of good. Even that it happened to be that you took out the bad one. But sometimes you're sitting, you see inside it, when you throw out to throw them out. This is Beir. Again. The same answer. You're allowed to take out all the good ones and leave them. Or to take a bunch together with the bad one. It's not misasik. If you're not mechaber to take out the psoilet, it's not mechaber. We'll see now. This is, we'll get to the next shiur. It's a mod neshar tzion. I'm not going into it now. What would be some bachim I used to yet? You know, the ones that eat garinim and derkla are not so mumche hilchas beira. Now, he heard the shiur on hilchas beira. Now, this Lel Shabbos, he's eating his garinim, and he saw a bad one, and he took it out, and now he remembers the shir. Shalatzion says, throw it back in. Yeah, it's a matnazach, because he did already boira. It's like the people that put on the light, so they close, shut it right away. Yeah, one of the shaykhs. It's a shver shalatzion that. But the vayl lemaisa, this is the eitz. About the shalatzion, yotzer mipikotchesh la shalatzion al pripre megodim. If it happened to be that a mistake you were boira, throw it right back in. I'm saying, I know it's shver. I hope we'll get to explain it. Aber das ist ein Scharazion. We'll go weiter. Now, we gave about two examples of bad things. What would be if you have two things together? Both of them are roi le'achile. You're also not allowed to separate them. Moshe will take a case. You have salads, and you don't like green onions. You know, some people in the salad, they mechabed you with pieces of green onion. Or stam onion. Some people like it, some people don't like it. You get a salad, you don't like it. But it's very gishmak to eat the salad, yeah? It's not gishmak to start to eat. So you take out all the pieces that you don't like. It could be some people don't like tomatoes in the salad, they just take out the tomatoes. V'chein, some like the hummus, the albus. Everyone has different things that he doesn't like. Taisa says, the reason the Gemara says you're not allowed to separate him, because the one that you don't want gets a shem psoiles klape you. Now, you write that both of them are vegetables, both of the salads. But while you don't like onions, so klape you, the onions become psoiles, and the salad is eichel. So if you take the onions out of the salad, you eichel on boira. Lefize, you're allowed to take out the salad. Again, oichel, biyad, le'alto. Spoons we'll see later. Pashas, they have the same aloche of yad. The Rambam says a different aloche. To separate two things, it's not called psoilis mitarich oichel. It's oichel. Onions are oichel. Tomatoes are oichel. There's another meloche that is called miyun. Miyun. Dividing, organizing. The nafkamina is like that. Lefit l'shitaseinu, if l'moshel you have onions and you don't like them, you're not allowed to take them out, it's psoilis. But you're allowed to take out the salad and to eat the salad. Samuch l'achile. Aber not samuch l'achile, you're not allowed to take out. Lefit the Rambam, samuch l'achile, you're allowed to take out not only the salad, you're allowed to take out the onion also. Because nothing is a psoilis. L'moshel, a person wants to play Stotigo in Shabbos. I'm not going out to the Shilas, yeah? If I remember right, you just move pieces, yeah? Now, the blue and the red are mixed together. So, if you're L'moshel blue, so it's very poshut, you take all the blue pieces, yeah? But you're not allowed to take the reds and give it to your friend. Or black and white and chess. No, yeah? You're not allowed to, you have to take the pieces that you want. So now, I want to explain. Lefi the Rambam, you could give your friend the reds also. Because it's samuch la'achile, nothing has a psoilus. It's miyun. Samuch la'achile, you're allowed to separate them. Samuch to the game, you're allowed to separate them. Masha'enke l'shitoseinu, we pass it like the Teisves. The ones that I don't want, some rabbi wanted to say, I want to play with Yenem. I want Yenem to have red, and I have blue. Shvach ahead.
It's not psoilis, it's fine.
I'm saying, we'll get it. The marshal. Here is a big machlekes. A person, I tell you, it happens, Hashem, you'll be fathers, you'll understand the problem. My little kids don't like green onion. I gotta like it. Now, you give them salad. They say, Abba, please take out the green onion. So now, my kids can have an eitzah. I can tell them, put it in my plate, right? Then my kids are even on boil. Right? They don't want it. They're taking it out because by them it's psoilis. I like it. I'm gonna. So like this. We'll start with another kid. An adult, he doesn't like green onions. Now he knows to start to take all the salad out, sinishkin mahalach. So he wants this to take the green onion and to give it to someone. Happens better, your person has a knedel in the soup. So we'll see later. If a person has watery soup, yeah, chicken soup, watery, with one big bowl of knedel, kula alma say it's not better to take out that knedel. But I don't want to go in because it's not mixed together. But I'm not so sure about it. We'll get there. Abulam is talking, he has a little bit of potatoes, and he has carrots there, and lakshans are swimming there, and soup nuts. Now, he doesn't like knedel. Now, he knows if he will eat the soup and leave the knedel, first baltashris, and also very nice gishmak for the balabatim here. So he wants to give the knedel to the guy near him. He says, you want the knedel? Take the knedel. Why he does it? He doesn't like knedel. Oh, he doesn't like squash. Yeah, better zachen, yeah? He got the squash and the fish and the soup, this really more motzui. He doesn't like cooked squash. Mitzrayim zuchal nusak yishuim, el vil nisht. So he doesn't want the squash. So he wants to give it to the guy near him. It happens a lot of times. Sitting in a simcha, but the boss doesn't look. You just, you know, you have to flip over the squash to the other guy. Now, so it's two shittas. I want to explain. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, if the guy near you likes squash, you could give it to him. Reb Shmuel Auerbach says, but this is only if you know that the guy near you wants it already. But you can't take out the squash. Who wants squash? Because you look better than Psylus. When I learned the sugya be'iyun, I can't remember now the mocha. When I learned Cheshavis be'iyun, it came out to me that it's also to do it. Val by you it's psoilus, and the matora you're doing it, it's not for yenem. If I will approach him, please, I can get you knedel, it's no problem. But if he's taking out the knedel, even if he found someone that likes the knedel, it's boyer. So what is the eitzah? This is what I tell my kids all about. Don't touch the green onion. Tell me, I come to their plate and I take it to myself. Please take the knedel for me. You tell them. You like knedel, take it. But not to take the knedel and to look for customers.
Well, if he asks you, can I have
you? Yeah, if he asks, I can have your knedel for sure. Because you give it for him. But if you take it out because you don't want it. But it's a din eichel, look, by you it's eichel, take it. That's selfish.
He has to want it or not mind?
Again.
If he's doing, let's say he
if he doesn't mind, again, if he's, but again, if he takes it, yes. But if you give it to him, Firm Shmuel Auerbach, it's okay. If you, when I learn the sugyas, it's not supposed to.
You know he's doing a favor?
Doesn't make a difference, he's eating it.
He doesn't really want it. If he asks,
you're allowed
to give it.
If he asks himself, you're allowed to. Now, there's a big shaila here that Americans have to be machmir. A person eats soup. Now, the soup comes with vegetables. Some people just eat what they serve. Soup with vegetables. This person, the mahalach b'ayim, he likes to finish the soup, then he eats the vegetables. See, I check every Shabbos, you know who knows if it's better. So it's no problem. If you take the soup and then you eat the vegetables, or you can psoilus. What it be, because he wants to eat the vegetables later, he takes all the vegetables, puts it outside on the plate, now he can focus on his soup, and then he will eat the vegetables. It's better or not better? Person has to know, you don't realize. If you don't eat better, don't eat in Shabbos. It's not shaykh. I sit in the table, it's not shaykh. The most guys that know ksuv is back and forth mit bari v'shemo, yeah? You can. Again, a person eats soup. He says, what is the problem? I like soup, I like vegetables. I don't like the crunch together. Let me to finish the soup, and then I'll eat the vegetable. This is a sikiman everyone does, yeah? But he wants to do the vegetables after the soup. So, b'yisaydoi, but after Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Yashiv holds it's not a problem. Why? Both of them are orichal. It's called le'alter. The Moshe in the kitchen, the ladies like to serve the chant. It's a kishke. So some people like to put everything together in one bowl, and they don't help themselves. Some people, the beans they put together with the potatoes, or with the kishke and the meat, they put on a separate plate. Like this, everyone could be zeiche, you know, and an even part of the kishke, and an even part of the meat. If you put it together, the first guy, it's the first everything. So in a lot of houses, what they do is, I'm saying, this is the mitzvah. They take out the chunk, the potatoes and the beans are served in a bowl, And the rest is served like on the plate. You can help yourself with a piece of fish and a piece of chum. So there it's mutter, why? Because it's oichel mitech oichel le'alta. Nothing is called psoilus be'etzer. But the Moshe Tain is that if you eat soup and you don't want to eat the vegetables now, it's not called that you boil the vegetables for later. While you want to eat soup now and then vegetables, Reb Moshe holds that it's called psoilus. And you're only allowed to take out the one that you want to eat right away.
It's considered mixed?
I said again, we'll see later what is called mixed or not. We'll see the Moshe, a person has a package of pickles. He wants to pull out a pickle and there's liquid inside. It's called that he's boiled the pickle out of the liquid or not. So again, la'alta is not a problem. Shalom, if he has to serve. I said, we have to go step by step. Now, there's another thing said in boira, that the things have to be mixed together. Lamashu, if they're not mixed together, there's no boira. Zog de Ramo, a person has a plate of fish, and there's all different kind of fish. Gefilte fish, salmon. Again, for sure, lo yitzu lemoshel, the gefilte fish is around and the salmon is inside. For sure, it's no boil. They're not mixed together. But what would be if lemoshel, they're mixed together? Gefilte fish, salmon, gefilte fish, salmon, all mixed together. So the poiskim hold is a shayla from boil. Again, you're allowed to take off the piece that you want. What is the getter of mixed together or not? We'll see in a second. But I'll maybe a couple of brother halachas. Lemoshel. Bekula alma, I'll just masbir. You come to a table and you want to take off all the cups. It's not boira. Even though the table is cups and plates and dishes and bottles, it's not boira. On the moshul, and this is what Aloha very negale maise. You have a plate, the person finished to eat. Yeah? So you have like a little mountain, as I would bones, and you have a nice knife laying there. Now, I want to explain what you do when you clean off the table, you take everything and you throw it to the garbage. Now, if you do it like that, you'll lose the fork. So you want to take out the fork. What you'll tell me, the fork is Oichel Mitech Psoilus, yeah? Are we not planning to use it now? Next Shabbos. So there's no heter. So you have to know like this. If you have a plate full with bones and there's a knife sticking there nicely in the side, lekula alma, it's not called boiro. It's not mixed together. But if lemoshel, a lot of times some people mean good and they start to collect from all the plates, yeah? And how much the plate is moving along, the pile grows. And the first person left a nice knife in the bottom. To take out that knife is boil. So what to do? So again, Reb Nissim Kareli says, if the knife is sticking out somewhere, so he's not considered taroivus. But if his mamish covered, it's taroivus. So what is the etzer? So the etzer is like this. I want to explain. First, you have to know, you're allowed to dig in the bones to get to the spoon. The marshal. I will explain it in a second. A person, the marshal, has piles of coats. Now he has to find his own coat. So for sure, to take out his own coat, he's allowed to. It's Oichel Mitech Psoilus. To take off different coats, you can't. It's Psoilus Mitech Oichel. We'll see in different levels. But for sure, he's allowed to put his hand and move with the coats back and forth, till he finds his coat. Why? Kolzman is not separating his taroivus, it's not called boira. For example, I'll make it clear. A person has a pot of chon, was served. He only likes kishka. Doesn't like nothing else. So now he's starting to search for the kishka. So he takes the lid, the ladle, and he goes around and around and around, and he pushes potatoes to the way, and he pushes the meat, and he mixes to the beans. But everything stayed inside the pot. So he was not boiled yet. Because the psoilus, he didn't move away from the oichel. In a minute, it's falling back here. It's swimming in the same pot. If le moshel, he doesn't want this potato here. He wants to serve chont without potatoes. He doesn't like potatoes. So he takes 5 potatoes, he throws them out the pot, and now he has a bowl without potatoes. He was moitzi the psoilus b'teich ha'oichel. But if he doesn't like potatoes, but he doesn't take them out, he moves around and around and around, he got to the kishka, and he takes out the kishka. Then it's not a problem. Because when he's taking out, it's oichel b'teich psoilus. So the same thing, this spoon. If b'teich ha'aroivis, you move around, around and around, not that you throw it away. If you throw the bones away, you take away the psoilus and the oichel. You leave the mix, you just put your finger inside, oh, now you reach the spoon. So now you could pull out the spoon, because it's oichel b'teich psoilus. But the problem is, you're not doing it la'alta. So the place can say the eitzah is to wash it right away, and to cut one of the apple. What? We'll get it, if the shayla mukta. We'll get it. Because anyway, it's graf shel rein, you're allowed to move it. So, how is that a problem?
Why the washing not enough? He wanted to get the knife to wash it.
This is not, he's not using it for now.
But he's washing it now?
Again, he's no toyalis in it. He's not mishtamish in it. Lemoshel, you think it's not negeh? It's negeh very much. A lot of times, if Shabbos meal finishes, we're missing a becher. One of the little kiddushim of the becher misses. But after 10 years, no becher is left. So you go to look in the garbage. Again, Shaila Muktzin out a bit more because already it's in the garbage. But number one, you're doing Kilach HaYada, there's no problem with Muktzin. So again, to move away garbage, it's Psoilus B'teich Oichel. But inside the garbage, to move around and around, you're allowed to. Till you get to the Becher. But again, to take out the Becher, it's Oichel B'teich Psoilus, but it's not allowed to. So you have to use the Becher to wash him and drink apples.
Can't pick stuff up one at a time.
We'll see later if it's not piled. We have to see. We'll see later if you're allowed to separate it at every single stop. Oh, you also buy it. That's when you want to take away the psalms and the how are you doing it? You're throwing it all around. This we'll see. A person wants to set the table. All the silverware together. So if he takes out the knife, he's buying it. You can't set the table like that. So even if Lama Zogi now he wants to put a knife, if it's le'alta, he'll have a heta. But if it's not le'alta, he wants to set it early in the morning. Alta is a half an hour before. The lady wants to set the table, Lel Shabbos. How she sets it?
So whatever comes out,
This we'll see. Who says whoever comes out? So I'm saying, all of these are teirim, that different eitzes, we'll see later, some places can hold you allowed to, some places can hold you not allowed to. Today I want what is klor boirer. Klor boirer is, I have a lot of silverware, and I want to take out a knife to put here a knife. I'm looking for a knife. I put the knife out, and I put the knife near the table, near the plate. I'm boirer. You write that I'm taking out oichel b'teich psoilus. I'm not allowed to. Or lemoshel. I need knives. I don't need spoons. I took a bunch of knives out of the knife place, and I see there's one extra spoon. Oh, this spoon I don't need. I put it back in the drawer. But I don't want the spoon now. I just put it back in the drawer. This is called boira. In the door of the fridge, Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach said that it's not called boira. You have different drinks. You're allowed to take them out. Now, what if a person comes to a Sforim shops and he wants to take out Sforim? So Rav Shmuel Zalman says, there's no boira. Everyone is standing on his own. What would it be if it's not written nothing, like the old libraries? All the Gemaras look the same. Now you're looking for brachas. So what do you do? So later let's go to the Eitzes. Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach holds that it's called boira. So he says, you take out one, you learn a little bit, and you put it back. And the Zogim, that is, I take out one, I hope it's the Oichel. Oh, it's not, I put it back. I said, I also think that it's Oichel. Shem Zama says to take out one, to learn a little bit, and to put it back. The Maisa, the Iker Shaila is Machlekes Reb Moshe of Shem Zalman. A person has comes to the closet. There's a lot of Chumashim Sidurim, and he wants Chumash Bereishis. Because Gdolas Bereishis. There's hundreds Chumash Bereishis, Shmoyis VaYikra, VaMidbar, Dvarim, Tanach. He wants Mikros Gdolas Bereishis. So Lekula Alma, if you take out the Bereishis, it's Oichem Itach Pseilus. The Shaila is if you're doing it by night. You take out the Chumash by night. Reb Moshe Feinstein holds, if it's not le'alter, it's called boira. Even though they're standing in a pile, it's called mixed together. Most poskim hold, it's not called boira. Again, we'll go later, but it's Hashem, maybe, but I want it because I could sleep quietly that I know that I already catch the chumash for tomorrow. If it's called le'alter, Be'etzem, this is the time of a lot of ladies. Remember, le'alter is only half an hour before the meal, but I can go to daven to shul. It's called Le'alter, it's not called Le'alter. The Moshel, the cases that are very motzi, we'll see later. A person has a chal in the freezer. So he's taking it out. But it's mixed. The whole freezer is one big balagan. He puts his hand inside, he catches the chal and he pulls it out. This is called Eichel Mitech Pseilitz. You're allowed to. But only Le'alter. But it needs to defrost for 5 hours. It's called Le'alter or not. So this is Ben Hashem we'll get next shiurim. What is the heter of la'alta? But again, you have to have a heter of la'alta. If it's not la'alta, lama zog, you're taking it out now, and you need it for shalashudas, and it's 10 hours till shalashudas, and you don't need it only 3 hours before it needs to defrost, lekula alma it's also to do it. And when you say, it's easy for me to have it now, so there's no la'alta animal. I want to do it now, not later. Now, the Ramos says, what if a person has fish? Big pieces, small pieces. The mashal. He has nice pieces of fish. You're serving, Baruch Hashem, you have a family, you're serving, you have guests. You have gefilte fish that was cut very nicely. And you have couple crumpled pieces. Now, for sure, to give the nice pieces to the guest is not a problem. The problem is you're a fancy person. So you want just to take off the 5 crumpled ones from the plate, right? You manage to cut nice 10 slices. 2 slices are not slocha. So what you want to do, you just take them off the plate, and it'll be nice serving. To have crumpled pieces there, it's pseles mitach reichel or not. I'll give you a more chetimtze. Watermelon, yeah? So our minig, al-pidish mir Shabbos, we don't do the bullies. You know, some people like to serve like bowls. So there's a machine, you make bowls. So we pass it that it's called boina to make these bowls in Shabbos, yeah? I know Siddur HaBonim, I make it. About the achroel from Shem Zalman is that it's also. So we don't do these bowls on Shabbos. So you did the bowls before Shabbos. But you know, then you look, like 2-3 bowls didn't work out exactly, yeah? Sometimes you don't chop the ganze bowl. So it's not gishmak, you want to serve it nicely. So you take out, it's already ready in the cup. So it's not a good one. You just take them out. You allowed to or not? If you want to eat it, you don't like watermelon. Now what's the Shabbos? You're allowed to take it out before Kiddush. Are you allowed to take it out or not? So the Ramos says, you're allowed to. Why? Both of them are called watermelon. It's not called boira. And the same kind is not called boira. But Rosh Hashanah will explain. It's only in watermelon, a full piece and a small piece, you're allowed to take out the small broken one. You're allowed to clean out the fish. And again, meat a lot of times. You have nice pieces of meat and some pieces that you want to take off. Chicken. A broken pulque is dolphin. You just want to move them away. Not nice to serve like that. But Rosh Hashanah says it doesn't mean that everything that is made from the same material will be no boiler. Lamosha, you have socks. Black socks. But small, some are very small socks. Some are big socks. So Rosh Hashanah, this is boiler to take away the small socks. Because the person that could use the big socks cannot use the small socks. This is 2 different shimushim. Now, it was a big machlekes of Shlomo Zalman and Rebbe Eliashiv, bottom, top and bottom and chicken. You allowed to take away the white or not? Again, it's not, it's going to get all the way around also. You like only dark. Yeah? Don't remember if it's the top or the bottom, but the polka, yeah? You only like that part. The bottom. Say it. Oh, sure. Yeah? So you only like that part. Now, what is the nafkimina again? The nafkimina is twice. If you only like it, you're only allowed to do it la'alta. Now, if it's mixed together, a lot of times in yeshiva, it's mamish mixed together in the bowl. It's called mixed together, the way the yeshiva puts everything together. So, avade, b'shas ma'ize, you're allowed to take. Abulam Zogin, you want to get to the polka, and so you take out two white ones, and then you take the polka to yourself. This you took off the pseris, but take ha'echem. In the bowl, if you play with them, till you get them, you could break the other ones. But if I'm saying, if it's ta'aroivis, you can't take out the pseris and say, oh, I took out the pseris, now I can get to the. Abba, you're allowed to take out the chicken. But again, you're only allowed to do it la'alta. So the yeshiva is not so nagia be'etzim. It's alamo la'alta. But the motion in the family, it's a lot of time nagia. A mother is preparing this food. Yeah, she has to go to shul. She wants to prepare the chicken to serve. She knows her kids are fussy. They only eat the bottom. So she has a pot full of things. So she wants to take out five bottoms to masala nicely on the plate. But then the student, it could be magish. She doesn't have a hetter. She doesn't do it la'alta. We'll see later. What is the shir of la'alta? So again, people that are waiters. And they have to come with nice pieces of mesudal. Rabbi Eliashiv holds, top and bottom is not called boiler. It's like pieces of fish, big, different shapes. Meat and chicken, lekula alma is two meaning. It's boiler. One cooked, one roasted, lekula alma is called two meaning. Now, even lefi Rabbi Eliashiv that it's muter, what would be if a person could never eat the top? Some people mamish. They don't eat the top. Yeah? So then the kula alma is called by him 2 minim. When the Velt is mistapik, l'moshul, by a person that the derech kral eats the bottom. But lo yitzur will be nothing else to eat. He will eat the top. So then it could be yesh, but to be semechan, Rabbi Eliashiv holds that it's called what? So basically we ask you, what is the achro l'maise? So the achro is be'etzem, when you makbid a little bit on it, for sure to be choshe to Rav Shmuel Zalman. If you're not makbid at all, by you it's mamish the zel bezach, and by your guest, so guess it's not so close, so why are you taking boira? So I'm saying, avada, it's kedai to try take, not to make a maise breire, but again, and watermelon and these things, you're allowed to. Now, a person has broken matzis and shlemis. So Avada, Luyutsu, he wants to serve. So he doesn't like to serve broken little, you know, crumbles of matzah, nishkin matzah milk. So he's allowed to take away the matzah milk, you know, even to shake it. Ale crumbs away, and he puts the shlemis. No boira. Why? Ah, you mamish boira, you're shaking out the crumbs. It's a chechem matzahs. Aber zogim shum azalman, what would be if you have to make lechem mishneh? So then Rav Shmuel Zalman holds that it's boicher. What's in Afkimina again? The wife wants to prepare for her husband his normal chalas lefer shalashudas. So he asks for 2 matzahs. But the rabbis have gate to Ashir shalashudas. So before she leaves, she wants to prepare. So she goes to the kitchen, all the broken up. She took 2 matzahs, she's preparing for him 2 matzahs. So mitzvah baba aveir, the ganze Ashir. She was even boicher before she left the house. What is the eitzer? I said, Alamo, put the whole package in. Rebbe Eliashiv holds no. While it's eatable together, and it's no akpode, punkshin, he needs shlemes, does nishken maise boy. It sounds here very light. I don't know if you eat hand matzahs and machine matzahs. People that are makbid are hand matzahs. It's machine matzahs are nishna za problem. But hand matzahs, you have a box. It's mamish, you have to mamish boy ramol to get to the shlemes. So again, if it's la'alta, it's beside. But also then, you're not allowed to move the broken ones. For lechem mishneh, for the suda, you're allowed to. So Lama Zogin, if in the suda alone you're planning to eat also the broken ones, so then before the suda, you're allowed to pile the broken ones, you put them on a plate for the middle, then you're allowed to. An egg, a cooked egg. So you have the inside and the outside. Yeah? Some people, I don't know, what is the roif, some people like to eat both. Some people like to eat the outside, some people like to eat the inside. Different minhagim. There's no boicher. Because it's min echot, there's no boira. Poiskim say, if he's makpid gomor, some people feel if they eat inside, they choke, yeah? Especially little kids a lot of times, yeah? These people could be its boira. Again, what's enough kimina? Very poshut. Give you the example. A lot of times, the way they serve it, they cut it to two and they serve it, yeah? Now, you don't like the inside, you just take out the inside, you give it to the guy near you, yeah? No. If your mamish can't eat the inside, so then is that, then don't take out the, ask the guy near you to take out the inside. Again, if you could eat it, I want to explain, it's enough that you eat it in an egg salad. Lamazong, you can't eat it when they serve it like this. But if they chop it, you eat it. Then it's called by you, it's one food. Then you're allowed to. Say, it's a chavme, Bez Hashem, the other weeks, Bez Hashem, next week, we'll carry on with other protein. Aber mit der Wissen in Beurer, nicht alles ist aus. If you remember the clothing with his mother in Beurer, and then slowly will be Beurer, the protein is so much Beurer, yeah, just Bez Hashem, we're going, you have a pitcher with ice, you're allowed to serve or not. The ice stays inside, the liquid comes out. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. It's so much protein, and here's his Beurer, aber Bez Hashem, we'll go Pamelach, Pamelach, and I hope you will not be nichshel in the halachos from Beurer. We like to get put out.